I'm David Biancooley, TV critic for the New York Daily News and for Fresh Air. As you're shopping for holiday gifts, you might want to keep this in mind. If you have a friend who's crazy about a particular TV show, however obscure, chances are getting better you can find that show at a good price on DVD. Some are old classics. Others are shows still on the air. The fifth season of MASH was just released by Fox Home Entertainment. And just before the end of the year, HBO releases the fifth season of Sex and the City. The second season of Alias, with lots of deleted scenes and other exciting extras, was released last week by Buena Vista. A few weeks ago, Rhino released the second season of The Monkees. That span covers a lot of TV history, and these sets are as much fun to watch as they are to receive. With each set offering hours and hours of entertainment, they're a gift that keeps on giving. But I'm not only excited by the sheer number of titles available. I'm increasingly impressed by how the packagers of these sets and producers of these programs are taking full advantage of the DVD format. Take Joss Whedon, for example. He's the guy who created Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the fifth season of which just came out on DVD earlier this week. The Fox Home Entertainment set provides Buffy fans, and I'm one of them, a great way to see 22 episodes of Sarah Michelle Gellar in all her glory. And Fighting Glory, the name of the season's big villain. But through its alternate audio tracks, it also provides fans a way to hear Whedon comment on the creation of that year's best episode, The Body. It was the best hour of television shown that year, and was about Buffy coming home to find her mother dead on the couch. Dead from natural causes, with her body sprawled and her eyes frozen open. Whedon, who wrote and directed the episode, explains the choices he made, and it's like attending a master class in TV directing and script writing.
Hi, I'm Joss Whedon, the writer and director of the episode, creator of the show. I guess maybe you know that by now. You probably also know that this entire scene I shot, we used as the last scene in episode 15 as a kind of cliffhanger after a very sweet and kind of silly episode. And also used it for the teaser of this episode. Never did that before, but we felt it was a scene that was worth repeating twice.
Mom?
It's a little hard to talk during it, especially seeing Christine lying there for the first time and hearing Sarah say, Mommy. That line, very clearly written, Mom. To mommy as she descends into, you know, small girlhood at the thought of losing her mommy. This episode is one that I did because I wanted to show not the meaning or catharsis or the beauty of life or any of the things that are often associated with loss, or even the extreme grief, some of which we do get in the episode. But what I really wanted to capture was the extreme physicality, the extreme, the almost boredom of the very first few hours. I wanted to be very specific about what it felt like the moment you discover something, you've lost someone.
This week, Fox also released another box set of a Joss Whedon show. This one is called Firefly. And it's complete, because the series, which premiered 2 years ago on Fox, was canceled at mid-season. Whedon's commentary on this box set, unlike on Buffy, isn't that instructive or even that entertaining. What's amazing here is the pure content, a chance for people not only to see a quality show they might have missed, but to see episodes that were never shown in the first place. Whedon's idea with Firefly was to take the old frontier concept and transfer it to outer space. But an outer space where there were no aliens, just a lot of hostile humans making do with antiquated and often stolen equipment, and under the regime of a repressive interplanetary force. Firefly was the name of one renegade spaceship, and on some of the backwater planets Firefly visited, colonists rode horses and shot old-fashioned guns. Even the theme song had a Western flavor. Okay, so it was a very strange show. But the characters were fascinating. And the acting, by a cast of largely unknowns, was first rate. And just like Buffy, Firefly served up plenty of surprises, laughs, and suspenseful moments. When Fox showed Firefly, it didn't treat the series with the respect it deserved. The network presented the episodes all out of sequence and didn't even show the telemovie pilot for 3 months. The box set restores the originally intended order, which is the same welcome trick Tom Fontana pulled when releasing the first 2 seasons of NBC's similarly mistreated Homicide, Life on the Street. Yet Firefly offers something that Homicide couldn't. 3 complete, polished, and very entertaining episodes that never made it to television. Add that to some of the other extras, including a documentary on the show and some outtakes, and you've got a treasure of discovery as well as one of rediscovery. The same double treat comes from one final new release, the complete set from Warner Brothers of another short-lived Fox TV series, The Ben Stiller Show. This series, which premiered in 1992, was yanked after 12 episodes. This new set includes 13, including the final episode, never shown by Fox, and lots of deleted scenes and complete unaired sketches. The cast was hip then, and is hip now, or whatever the new word for hip is. Stiller's co-stars were Janine Garofalo, Andy Dick, and Bob Odenkirk, and the guests included Sarah Jessica Parker, Gary Shandling, Dennis Miller, and Colin Quinn.
Tai Chi, Ben. You know what it's all about, Ben? Balance. You balance your work life with your personal life. Right. That's what you don't have yet, Ben. Right, balance.
No. Okay. Right,
that's what you need. Let me show you a little something,
Ben. I don't want to do any Tai Chi. Why don't we just go to
Ben,
the next
Ben, a lot of us have to do a lot of things we don't want to do, but that's what Tai Chi's about.
Oh, Colin!
Doing things we don't want to do, Ben. Oh. For instance, me, I have to go on the road 50 weeks a year to make my money because I don't have a TV show.
I know.
I want one, Ben, but I don't have one.
Okay, why don't we just...
You have one, Ben.
I know.
Why do you have one
with
your plastic noses, and I don't have one, Ben?
With box sets like these, it's not a matter of deciding whether to give them to your closest friends. It's more a question of which ones to give. And in that respect, I can't help you. You know your friends better than I do.